Question 1305. When at last I heard it said that Og was safe in the Marble on the schus of telling Avraham Avinu about Lot and Sodom, how could he be saved on the schus of something he hadn't yet done? Furthermore, why was Sichon safe in the Marble at all? Avi Kaplan from Chicago, Illinois. Avi, I have a long piece of Torah on Sichon and Og. It's not the forum here to go through it completely, but I'll give you some places to look. Rashi in Nida says that Sichon and Og ran away to Eretz Yisrael during the flood, and in Zvachim it seems to say that they were saved, Og was saved by sitting outside the Teva. You look at the Marsha over there. There's a Medrash that says that Sichon and Og were brothers. They were the children of Achi, the son of Shamchazai, who was one of the Nephilim, one of the angels, who, because they said that God should not create human beings, God put them in the world. They were Shamchazai and Azazel, and Shamchazai did tshuva, and Azazel did not, and the Achi, who was the son of Shamchazai, had relations with the wife of Ham. She became pregnant, and Ham, for that reason, to cover it up, had relations with his wife in the Teva, and Sichon was born from that relationship. So Sichon was saved because he was born during the flood in the Teva. Og was saved, it says, in the schus of Avram, meaning that Og had a connection, the Maral said, with Avram Avinu. Avram was also called Ha'odom HaGodol Ba'anakim. He was also compared to be a giant. The Yaakov Me'amlois says that these people were saved to show future generations how great the previous generations were, and yet they were destroyed because they used their greatness for wickedness. Now, the idea being the contrast between the giant Avram, who didn't have that tremendous potential that the generations had before the flood, yet he developed his potential through hard work to be a giant himself, whereas Og was a giant, but he never developed his potential and used it for the bad. So that's what it means he was saved in the schus of Avram, not what he was going to do for Avram later on, but rather in the in order to contrast him to Avram Avinu and show how great Avram was. They say he was called Og because he came to tell Avram on Erev Pesach that Lot had been captured when he was involved with the round matzahs that looked like a circle. And says he wanted to marry Sarah, he wanted Avram to be killed, he wanted to get his potential realized without any hard work, by either marrying Sarah or whatever it may be. And some say that Og was, in fact, Eliezer Eved Avram, and some say there were two Ogs. One was Eliezer, and one was the Russia Og that we are familiar with. In any case, giving you something to think about, you can look up some of these sources.